Kansas State High School Activity Association has released the golf regionals for May 19th in 3A. Beloit will be in the Trinity Academy Regional at Wichita Tallgrass Country Club. Among the other teams will be Burlington, Council Grove, Southeast Saline, Halstead, Heston, Minneapolis, Wichita Collegiate, Wichita Trinity. Ironically, down the road at Kingman at the Eagles Pub and Golf Course, Hoisington, Ellsworth, and Lyons will be among the teams there. In 2A, Smith Center will go to the Sacred Heart Regional at the Salina Municipal Golf Course. Also there will be El Saline, Ellenwood, Harrington, Hutch Trinity Catholic, Inman, Medicine Lodge, Salina Sacred Heart, Smith Center, Solomon, and Sterling. Gosel will go to the 1A at Heston Golf Course. Gosel will host it. Also there will be Canton, Galva, Hutch Central Christian, Lost Springs Center, Osborne, Pretty Prairie, Sedan, St. John, Hudson, Stafford, Victoria, Wichita Independent. Again, those regionals are May 19th. Smith Center will be in the MCL League Golf on Thursday at Fort Hays Municipal Golf Course. Tipton Invitational today starts at 10 a.m. among the teams St. John's, Tipton, Rock Hills, and Lakeside. Also today at Minneapolis, NCAA League meet. Beloit will be there. Tomorrow, Beloit Baseball starts its regional baseball. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln will host. First round games will have Nickerson at Beloit at 5 p.m. Other games in the regional will be Minneapolis at Heston, Halstead at Sylvan Lucas, Lincoln at Lucas, and Lindsberg Smoky Valley at Lindsberg. Christian Mears is a freshman football player at Doan University College in Crete, Nebraska. Yesterday I talked to Coach Jonathan Johnson about the young man from Beloit, Kansas, and what he means to the team.
Absolutely. Christian is one of those kids who just does everything right. He is a tough farm kid that shows up every day and works his butt off, does everything you ask him to do. He does well in the classroom. He's never any off-the-field issues. And he's just continued to work hard and continued to show increased value and be just a tough, hard-nosed kid. And so I can't say enough good things about him, his family, and what he's done in his time here at Doan. We're excited to have him coming back next year. He had the opportunity to score a touchdown for us last year in the JV game, playing for us on a Monday night. He's showed improvement throughout the year and is continuing to get better. So we're excited for what his future holds here at Doan.
I asked Coach what it would take to get some more Kansas kids, such as Mears from Beloit up there. Coach Jonathan Johnson said this.
Coach Mears is one of those classic Kansas kids that's gone across the border. Doesn't happen a whole lot because we've got pretty good conference here in the KCAC with Sterling, Bethany, Kansas Wesley, and all them. But you got Christian Mears across the border. Tell us about the Kansas kids, and if they want to come across, check out Doan's facility and be recruited by you, what do they need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to continue to expand out and get more of those guys. You know, all they need to do is reach out to me. My email is johnson.johnson@doan.edu. They can send me over their highlight tapes and their film. We'll make sure we get them added to our recruiting board and that we're looking at them going to the future here in class of 2026. So we'd love to get some more guys up here from Kansas for sure and continue to grow that connection.
For the complete interview, listen to Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Lake the Sports later today. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports.